T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Does vitamin D protect against COVID-19? Some new studies say yes.
Vitamin D may protect against COVID-19 in two ways. First, it may help boost our body's natural defense against viruses and bacteria. Second, it may help prevent an exaggerated inflammatory response, which has been shown to contribute to severe illness in some people with coronavirus.
If you have low levels of vitamin D, there seems to be increased susceptibility to different types of infection.
A recent study published in the American Journal of Clinical Pathology found that vitamin D deficiency more than triples COVID-19 mortality. Researcher Dr. Adrian Gombart says Illinoisans should pay special attention to their vitamin D levels, especially in the coming winter months.
Between November and March, you're really not going to be able to synthesize vitamin D, even if you have a nice sunny day.
And that means we should rely on our diets and supplements to get the important vitamins we need. Dr. Gombart says vitamin D isn't a substitute for a vaccination, but it does improve immunity, along with vitamin C, zinc, and magnesium. Lisa Fielding, News Radio, 105.9 FM.